And now please join me in welcoming our two snow butterflies, Jeff and Linda Hoppe, and let us give them a heartfelt, a fireplace warmth round of applause, if we will.
Ho!
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 Ow!
Thank you, David. Thank you, everybody
here
today.
Yeah, they made it. They're rowdy.
I know. Yeah. It was a struggle to get here today.
I don't think people even realize that not only was there a problem with the road being closed, that when John Kaderka got here this morning, there was no power. We didn't have energy until...
No electricity.
No electricity, no energy.
We were a little nervous
11:15
this morning.
Mm-hmm,
the phones were ringing.
I was taking the calls, though.
I know.
And
the wind started last night about, I guess, about 8 o'clock. And it started blowing, as it does here in the mountains. But last night it was really something because, like David mentioned, we just got a fresh snow. So it was blowing the snow. It was like standing in a blast, not an oven, but a blast freezer with the snow just, I mean, you walked outside, you almost got blown away.
And as I'm walking through, and it's like, you know, straight line snow coming at you, Jeff is yelling behind me from the garage, shut the door. It's like, yeah, right, I'm coming back. I don't think so.
And the wind howled all night, and I mean, it was mountain living. And then this morning,
at its finest.
This morning, it was still blowing, and we got the power at home was going on and off. I'm trying to upload files to the internet for today, and fortunately, it went through. I think we'll find out. And then we found out the power here in the hall was off. So
we didn't have any power until almost 11:30, wasn't it?
No, about 10:30. But we didn't.
Levin, it was Levin.
We didn't stress, did we, John? Well, actually, John, it's not John's problem. Oh, yes, it is.
No, wait. John, there are people out there that understand how talented and how special he is.
We hear about that all over the world.
Oh, the guy. Oh, man. But anyways, when I talked to him, he had already was working on the backup. The first thing that was going to go were the inside speakers because they suck a lot of power.
Yeah.
And that he had a backup system.
Not you and I.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
We do suck a lot of power.
And he was going to go straight into the computer, to the webcast, because the phone lines were okay. It just would have been a little less easier to hear in here. So he already had a backup.
Yeah, we do have backup battery systems that can get us connected on the internet. But it would have been a little dim in here. And Linda and I would have to be yelling.
And chill me.
Yes.
It'd have been chilly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then some of the highways leading up here are closed. Apparently all made it all right. Did you take alternative roads or are the roads open again?
They're open now.
Open again. Good, good. Yeah, wouldn't that be something if they know they're not open?
It's not still not open. Oh, because they were coming from Boulder. How did you get here?
We had to come around McCaslin,
clear
on the round.
Oh. Like Indiana and then...
Wow.
Yeah.
Hearty souls.
These are the best.
Hearty
Thank
souls,
you.
Yeah. Now, the bad news is they're going to close all the highways. After the meeting, we're stuck. We have a lot of cookies, brownies. And for the men, it's a little bit of a problem today. You know, the water is back on after last month with no water. So the toilets in the women's room work today.
Oh, how nice.
But the urinal in the men's room, and I hate to be so graphic, but I'm just trying to warn the guys, the urinal is not working today. There's something wrong with it.
There's always something wrong with the urinal.
So the guys got together earlier, and we were wondering if the women would let us use their bathroom first today.
Not a chance.
Oh. Okay, guys, that answers your question. You're on
not
your
a
own.
Chance. There's plenty of trees out there for you.
Yeah, that's true.
It's hard to
practice. It's so windy. I mean, you do stand down.
Well, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, you got to stand facing the correct direction.
Well, there is no correct direction today. The winds are variable, all different directions. So just run or something. Dance. Yes.
This is too graphic.
Lay down. I don't know.
There's an international audience that's going crazy.
Well, you know, a lot of people, I estimate that we have anywhere between, because of the people that get together in groups and listen, we have anywhere between 10,000, maybe upwards to 15,000 people listening in right now online. And I think they have the image that this, you know, this is a big, wonderful, beautiful place. And it is beautiful and it is wonderful. Not particularly big, a little quaint at times.
Quaint, that would
quaint,
be nice.
Yes.
Rustic.
Rustic.
Mm-hmm.
But we love it. It's home.
Barbaric.
It's home. Right. So they're probably like, oh my gosh, maybe we won't take that trip to Colorado.
Actually, every now and then somebody comes and sees the place and they go, oh heck, we got all kinds of places you could come.
Yeah. Anyway, and I can only tell this little tidbit to this family group here, but it was
and
funny.
Is this family group in the whole world listening?
Well, we're all family.
Okay.
It's all, we're all kind of, you know, traveling.
I know.
That,
to double check one, make sure you knew we're live.
Yes. You know from traveling that they listen in and we're all family. Matter of fact, Linda and I just got back from Mexico City. That was a great trip. But while the music was playing during the silent prayer, the Nora Jones
song. Does everybody know that, like, you really got it bad for Nora Jones?
No, I love her music. It's soulful. And, you know, Tobias has talked about music before, and he said, the music on the other side of the veil is nice. But he said, your music on earth has got soul.
I mean, there's probably that tinkle stuff that I can't
hear. I know. It's the real dee 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 dee, you know, and a lot of harps and stuff like that. But he said they love our music.
No heart.
And it was funny, while we were playing the silent prayer, I was sitting here just kind of getting my energy together. And all of a sudden, I mean, I wasn't focused on anything other than just breathing in, listening to David, listening to the music, and all of a sudden...
You had a big smile on your face.
Well, I did, because all of a sudden I could see Tobias and our guest for today and some of the others. They were standing, you know, around, and they're swaying back and forth, and they're singing, and they're just getting into it. I mean,
you could almost waltz to that, you know.
I know.
Or two-stepping.
I know, but they were having such a good time.
Were they waltzing or two-stepping?
They were swaying, kind of like in a line. They're just swaying.
Okay.
And I was thinking to myself, this is the craziest thing in the world. Here, you know, we're all gathered together, and I'm seeing these the angels singing, and they're serenading us and dancing.
Is that imagination
and,
or delusion?
I don't know. But it was pretty cool. They like it. They're here.
This is a nice piece of music. They have good taste.
And then I was kind of watching them and chuckling about it, and then Tobias said, what about the energy today? And I said, well, it's pretty intense in here, Tobias. I think there's some maybe concern about the channel today. And he broke out laughing and he said, there ain't going to be no ass whooping in here today. Those were his words. There ain't going to be no ass whooping in here today. And then I started cracking up. I mean, I'm cracking up here. I'm talking to these invisible beings. What is this?
Ass whooping?
That's what he said.
I think it translates real well.
For foreign countries. Butt kicking. No, it translates.
A beating?
Yes.
Okay. Ass whooping translates.
It translates. Okay. Any translators out there, you all know what Tobias means. Yes, see? See? Anyway, thank you for being here. We were a little concerned today. We had a sold-out group that registered beforehand like you're supposed to do, right? Right? And we always know we have 30 or 40 people that don't register in advance. We're gonna talk about that later.
There are an awful lot of people that think we're not so funny and not so entertaining.
Oh, okay. But anyway, so I was a little concerned how we're gonna fit everybody in, but I guess the highway and the weather took care of all that. So let's go through and talk about the people here from out of town welcoming our guests.
Amazingly, some of them made it.
You're kidding.
Oh, no. Our friend Andy Deegan's here. When did you drive up, Andy?
I drove up there at 7:30 this morning.
Oh, my God.
And it really got really bad the last hour to win.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's a long drive.
That is exciting when you have to use your intuition and your feeling while you're driving rather than your eyes.
That's good.
Pilots do that all the time, flying through the clouds.
Jill Arnott from Camp Wichita, Kansas. Are you here?
Jill.
Hi, Jill.
Good to see you. Did you drive in today?
Oh, my God.
Wow. You know, you have a license to go to sleep during the channel.
Joanne Hunt from BC, Canada.
Hi, Joanne.
Did they get that wrong? Okay. Ontario, we met her at Huntsville.
Yes. Yeah, I love that workshop. I love Huntsville.
Yeah.
Great place.
A lot.
Yeah.
Jonathan Crown from Minneapolis is here again.
Hi, Jonathan. Good to see
nice
you again.
To see you.
From the Minneapolis group.
Yeah, that's right, from the Minneapolis and very strong Schomburg group. And then we have 4 Texans.
4 Texans. Maybe that's why Tobias said there ain't going to be no ass whooping today.
We have the Lockharts, Crystal, Stephen, Tammy, and Tyler from the Broncos. Now, that's a
That's a long way. Where the? Are they here?
Right here. I can see them. They're got to be right here. They're not? Wait. No,
they're not here.
Are they not here?
No, you're too short. You can't see that far. Oh. I can see over the group. Oh. Well, they didn't make it from New Braunfels.
Damn it.
Yeah, okay.
Too bad, so sad.
Okay.
And then Christiva Stack from Michigan.
Hi, Christiva. How are
this
you?
This is not a half-bad place to be. I heard their weather's even worse than ours right now.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Did you just come in?
No, I came in Tuesday.
Okay.
Oh, better.
Oh, are you with Norm McGarrett? Oh, good.
Welcome.
Good, and you're smiling. This is great.
Yeah, good sign. Are there any other out-of-towners we missed? Hello, where are you from?
Telluride. Yes.
Ooh, he came the whole mountain way.
Yeah.
How safe was
Did
that?
Did you drive in?
It was all by feel.
All by feel, yes. Yeah. Fly by wire.
Yeah. And then there are a lot of new people here. Would some of the new people raise your hands?
If you haven't been here before.
Come on, I knew it. See?
I thought they were lots of new people.
Raise your hand high. And everybody, you got to be nice to them on break.
Yeah. Save a lot of chocolate chip
cookies.
Make
them feel as welcome as we know that you're able to.
Yes.
That's the one thing we always like about this group and being at the hall is that people are generally friendly.
Yes. We'd like to thank everybody who's listening in online today. The online numbers are growing each
month.
Hi,
Edith. Glad you could make it.
How are the roads, Edith?
They're fine.
Oh, they're fine.
Well,
other than turned over vehicles, barricades, sure, they're fine. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, other than that, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln?
That is such a tacky line.
It's got to laugh. What's the deal? Okay, now I lost my place. Oh, there's people online. Every month, the number of people tuning in grows and grows. So it's nice to have everybody online. Let's let the people here in Cold Creek who are holding in the energy today for this channel, let's give them a big applause for everybody online. Great. Okay, you ready to get started? Okay. What is Chambra? A lot of people who are new to the Crimson Circle ask that question. What is this Chambra thing? It's a term that Tobias uses to describe us. It's not a club that you have to join. It's not, you don't have to pay dues. He just talks about that it's a celestial family. He says we've been together before, worked together before, and we're on Earth at this time of great transition. We've decided to be here to go from the old energy into the new. And what fun it is. Right? It is.
It's a Kissing Christmas Carol.
Yes. We could write a song about that. But we're here right now at this very important time of transition. It's difficult sometimes because we're going through a lot of changes in our bodies, changes in all of our belief systems, changes in relationships, you name it. We've got changes. We're having to let go of all the old so that the new can come in. But we're the hardy type that's here and that's listening in. I don't think we'd miss it for the world. I mean, we've come this far through so many lifetimes. I don't think we'd miss it for anything right now. So Chambra is just a group that is here right now helping to bring in the new energy.
Can I add to Chambra message a note?
Yes.
A footnote?
Yes.
A footnote to that also is that when that was first channeled and the word Chambra was used in that shroud, it was interesting because Jeff and I were like, oh, Chambra, interesting, whatever.
Yeah.
And so we didn't think much of it, actually. And what's amazing is that we're not sure that you realize it, but Jeff and I really didn't do anything to perpetuate the use of that term. What happened is people picked it up. You picked it up. Chambra picked it up. So it's been amazing to us that, especially because we have that marketing background, that we didn't do anything to try to get people to pick that up. It just kind of went right past us. It was you as a group that have really used that term and use it with each other. And that's been astounding to us to see that you've created that for yourselves and made it your own label.
If you have an affinity for for the Tobias materials, for the people involved in the Crimson Circle, you're Shambra. A lot of times I get emails from people saying, well, am I or am I not? It's up to you. You know, it's really up to you. You don't have to meet any criteria. You don't have to, we don't have the ceremonies once a year where you tie yourself up to a pole and do stuff like that. You know, we don't need to do that. The Sundance. I mean, that's a great ceremony. Tell you what, though. If Tobias said that I needed to do a Sundance in order to be Shambra, ain't no way I'm going to hook myself and tie myself up to a pole. I respect those who do. Not this boy.
And no red Kool-Aid either here.
No red Kool-Aid. Coffee, tea, water.
And chocolate.
Okay. You ready to talk about last month? Shoud 7, embrace life.
Boy, did you get email?
Or else. You know, we have never received so much email from any single lesson or shoud than from this. The initial,
talk about ass-whooping email.
Oh, I know. The initial emails and even the posts online on our website were not particularly good.
Oh.
Matter of fact, that's not even the word for it. They were hostile. They were, what does Tobias think he's doing? And you know, nobody, including Tobias, is going to talk to me like that. And I feel like a parent scolding me. And then we're being threatened. We're being threatened that if we don't embrace life, this is my favorite. If we don't embrace life, then we can't come back to Earth, damn it. Well, no, you don't want to be back here. So many people say, I'm never coming back. They're the same ones that last month when Tobias said, guess what? If you don't embrace life, the crystal children are going to come in. You lose your place. And they're the first ones to get angry and said, I want to be able to come back.
That's actually a good marketing tool, that thing where it's
you take it away. Right.
Get people appreciate it.
Anyway, the initial round of email was not particularly good. There was
a
lot of hostility, and that lasted for a couple of days.
Days.
The negative stuff. Then after that, it's been a barrage of wonderful email. The most touching emails, the most touching phone calls and comments, and basically people saying, I needed to hear that. You know, it was rough, but I really needed to hear that. A dozen or so emails that I received said, you know, Tobias was talking to me in that channel. I was ready to leave. I had made a decision to leave.
And I want to go back and say that, just in all fairness, there were some of you that even before the meeting closed last time that came up and really gave some heartfelt reaction to it that was assuring. And I was grateful that we heard a couple of those before we got home to get all the other stuff.
Right.
You know,
it was a rough couple of days. We had to get out of town.
Wow. Yeah, we had to leave.
Yeah. But the emails that came after that were so warm and wonderful, and people saying, I needed to hear that. I forgot that I wasn't living. I was just surviving, and it was time that Tobias brought that message out. So we'll go through a few of the things he said. Until I read this channel last night, I hadn't gone back and listened or reread. I totally forgot there was a whole other part of it that just crossed
right
through.
Did the other part matter?
So do you want to play the part of Tobias today?
Okay, I'm going to try to.
You got new readers. Look at those. Those are little sparkle things on the edges here, little cat glasses. You know, those were real popular back in third, fourth grade. And they are, and again now, they've come around. I see everybody wearing them. All the movie stars are wearing those. They really are. I love them. You look 10 years younger. I swear. You look like you're in fourth grade again.
You know, he's forgetting something.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, I'm the oldest of 10, and so I'm pretty good with the fine art of verbal assault. Now, here's what he's forgetting. Jeff needs readers. I don't use you, but this channel kind of rattled me. And so I thought, I'll bring them. I don't necessarily have to use them, but they might be good today.
We're talking about reading glasses.
Reading glasses, yes, yeah. My reading glasses.
Yes.
Now, when I bought these, he doesn't understand that the reason I bought these is because he doesn't have these with him a lot of the time. And so guess who's he asked to use?
Oh, so we're going to be... We're going to be sitting at a big meeting someplace, and I just desperately have to have glasses. Nice. Thanks. You got those just for me.
Just for you.
I look
so
10 years younger.
So when you want to borrow them, you get to look like you're in fourth grade, too.
Right.
And a little messed up.
Yes. Thank you.
So you don't like the rhinestones?
No, I like
them.
Should
I find some more plain ones?
I like those. I wish they were real diamonds. For you, I would do that. Okay, Tobias, let's read on here.
Oh, I got it.
Okay.
We're at high altitude. We've had a bit of change in our program. We ask you to feel the difference in energies today. There will be visible and tangible differences in the shroud. Take a deep breath and feel the difference in this shroud.
Boy, was that a warning of things to come. But did you feel a difference before he really got into the meat of things last time? I mean, I kind of knew something was going on, and the energies in the room were a little interesting. So he warned us to start off, and he went on to say,
much of the information today has been previously downloaded by you. You work on it in your dream state. You download information to yourself, things that you are learning as you explore in your dream state. In your dreams, you take various potentials of what could happen in your human reality and play with them.
This was the part I forgot that he talked about downloading. He was saying that during our dream state or even at other times, we're constantly downloading, bringing in information into our energy field. A lot of potentials, a lot of wisdom, knowledge, potentials, things, tools that we're going to need. So we're bringing them in, ready to access them in the now moment. He was saying that so many of us had already downloaded the essence, information, maybe not the literal words of the channel, but the essence of the channel had already come in. So we already had kind of a feeling that, something was going on here today. He went on to say,
the information does not necessarily come back through the mind. It's downloaded by you. It's maintained in your energy field. You access this information in the now moment when it is most appropriate.
So like we have it sitting there as a reservoir or a container of information. And he was saying it doesn't necessarily come back through the mind all the time. Sometimes it will come through feelings or knowingnesses. I think a lot of times we search for answers only in our brain. And he was saying it's all right there. You don't have to go to your brain to get it. But it's like sitting right here ready for you.
Today, the shroud was downloaded during the talking by Kauldra and Linda. When your attention was focused on them, we downloaded to all of you. Some of you got feelings. Feelings that will be confirmed as we get into more detail of the shroud. Some of you download it and have it sitting right beside you, waiting to be accessed.
So while the mind is busy in the last gathering, while the mind was busy laughing with Linda and I and absorbing everything we had to say, they were busy kind of, while your head was occupied, they were busy downloading the essence of the information. And Tobias says that happens all the time. You do it continually during your sleep state, all the time during your other states, but we run into a problem because then we try to get it, recover it all back through our brain. And he says that's old. You're going to start recovering it through the feeling center or your sensitivities.
There are some people that actually do think, why don't they just shut the hell up and Joe and Jeff channel?
No, everybody loves this part of the, they do. I'm so convinced. They love this part of the meeting. Love it, right?
So often when you're searching for an answer.
Hang on, I got to address that. Okay. I mean, I can't just let that pass.
I'm a sharp person. When I walk through the crowd, people don't see me, so I hear it sometimes.
Well, if we just walked in and started right smack into the channel without a little warm-up, without a little energy building, it would seem so crude and rough. I mean, we have a little music, a little joking around, a little review of last month. I mean, other than this channel. I mean, do you really remember from month to month? Because I don't. It's like I need the review. It's like, where were we when we last, got off the train?
Well, you're in an altered state.
That's true. But I think everybody is. So the review is good, right?
Okay. Yes, you are.
Okay.
I think so.
Thank you. For those listening in online, the applause light just went off. So. Okay.
So often when you're searching for an answer, you're You try projecting far out, way out. You think the answer is hidden in some secret part of the universe or in another dimension that you don't have access to. We see you sometimes. It's like you're trying to fly a kite out so that the kite will attract the lightning bolt and the lightning bolt will deliver the information to you.
So we put our antennas or our kites or whatever, we project ourselves way out there thinking the information is in some other part of the universe or some other dimension. And Tobias says, yeah, not in the new energy. You've already downloaded it. It's like downloading something off the internet, you know, and before you open it up on your hard drive, it's sitting there. You just haven't seen it yet, but it's sitting right there. So he's saying, don't project way out there for the answers. You already have it. You already have all of the information, all the answers in the now moment, and it's going to present itself to you.
Dear friends, the answers to the questions that you have are right in your energy field. We see them. You access this information by allowing it in, by understanding it is already there. You access it by the deep breath, which allows the mind to pause for a moment and the information to come through.
So you have a question or a challenge or something in your life and you know, you're looking for the answers. Just take a deep breath and then forget about it. Then forget about the question. Don't dwell on it up here. Take a deep breath. It'll come to you. Sometimes immediately, sometimes an hour later, sometimes a couple days later when you're driving down the road. But if you've got a question about something at work, about anything, and you're struggling with the answer for it, take the deep breath and forget about it. It will come back to you through a knowingness. And be little synchronicities that take place with that. But it comes back to you. It's really easy. I've been actually working with this.
You have to do this stuff too?
I do. Well, this is something Tobias took me through a little while back. And I've been working with it, and it's really works nicely. The answers are just there. So it's getting out of the head and allowing it to come in. And realizing they're my answers. It's not Tobias or any other of the others, you know, giving them to me. It's my answers, but coming in kind of an expanded type of form.
Sounds like you've been integrating a lot of female energy.
I absolutely have been.
You will always take with you the wisdom and the knowledge and the enlightenment of what it was like to live. Then you will be able to have wonderful melding of the etheric energy, the energies that can shape and shift very quickly. You will also have a deep understanding of living energy. This is why you chose to come to Earth. In doing so, it helps to answer so many of the questions of the omniverse. You wanted to know what it was like to live.
Tobias is now getting into the theme of the Shoud, and it's about living. And he says, you know, until you've come to Earth, you really don't know what living truly is. On the other side, it's etheric. It's not solid. It's not solidified. It's very etheric, and it's wonderful. But Tobias says, you got to come to Earth to know how to live, how to manifest in a body, how to coordinate, you know, amongst other material things. And really, in a sense, birth yourself, birth your God self in this wonderful thing called the human body here on Earth. So he says, this is what it's all about. This is why everything else follows us. Tobias said that, you know, all of the angels, even Yeshua or Jesus, even the grandest of the angels and Tobias follow us. They have to come this way. They will sooner or later come to physical Earth and follow our path. We were just the crazy ones that said we would go first. It's a little tough doing that, but it's also a wonderful adventure. So now here he gets into the stuff. Okay.
There's something that troubles I, Tobias, as I work with all of you. You've come to this point where the journey ends indeed. You've come to this point where you can begin playing with new energy and a whole new way of creating, of being a creator. But you've forgotten something.
You know, a couple channels ago, he said the journey ends. You know, we've truly come full circle, full cycle. And it's no longer about seeking. There's nothing to seek. Now it's about manifesting and realizing. Now it's about bringing it into this reality. But we don't need to seek anymore. We don't need to have journey unless you want to go on a journey, but the journey ends. It sets up some weird dynamics, though, when the, you know, supposedly the purpose and the meaning, the passion and the drive of the old ends. Everything kind of seems to go blank. There seems to be a void. And I think he was saying we were at that point. The journey ends, and then things from the old become very meaningless. So he's saying we're at this point, and he went on to say,
Shambra, and this is meant for so many of you, you have forgotten how to live. You have forgotten how to live. Does that ring a bell? You forgot to embrace life. You've gotten so caught up in the day-to-day that you've forgotten how to embrace life. You're not living anymore.
Obviously, this was his big point last month and the one that got a few feathers ruffled. And he said, you're not living. You're surviving. You're not. He was looking out at the energy of everyone saying, you're not sure if you really want to be here. You're surviving day-to-day. You're not choosing life. And he said, this sets up a whole series of things to happen. In a sense, if you're not choosing life, if you're not embracing every moment, the good and the bad, if you're not embracing all of that, you're choosing death. Now, you know, he wasn't choosing it for you. He's saying, you're choosing that. You're telling your body, I'm not really so sure I want to be here. I'm not really so sure I want to go through all this. So you just start that whole downward slide, the slow slide, but the downward slide. So it was kind of a kick in the seat of the pants.
You know, to add to that, it wasn't just the, you know, this is done very dramatically, but what struck me was for even me personally, we do this incredibly exciting work, and yet, and we get to sit with you, and yet I could identify parts of myself that was true about those parts of myself. So even if you didn't see it as your whole self, I saw those parts of me and I was like, oh my God, he's right.
Yeah.
And it's about just even being complacent about some things instead of just, like you said, instead of embracing it. So I found that profound myself. I mean, it was just like, wow. Okay, so
he went on to say,
all right, you go through the motions, but they are barely motions. You wake up in the morning, so many of you, and dreading the day, surviving through it, pumping yourself up on new age energy, on channel energy, on fluffy energy, just to get through another day. You take in this intellectual and spiritual cotton candy, but you're forgetting to live life. Did he put himself in one of those categories?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And boy, I mean, he's getting right to the point here and saying that, you know, wake up in the morning, dreading the day, having to feed ourselves some happy cereal, you know, like, okay, I'll make it through the day. I got to tell myself this stuff just to get through the day. And he's saying we're forcing it. He's saying just wake up in the morning, take a deep breath and embrace life. Every part of it. Every part of it. The tough stuff, the great stuff, but embrace life. Just enjoy the experience. Stop carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders. As you know, Tobias has said, the world is doing just fine. They're choosing their experience and they're living it with passion, you know, and that's a whole nother story.
How do you handle like dog poop in the morning when you wake up?
I won't even go there. You embrace it. You embrace it, you know. But anyway, he's saying, you know, embrace the first thing in the morning and don't force yourself to struggle through the day. Take a deep breath and say, I am going to enjoy every moment of this day.
Embrace the people in your life. You tend to stay away from them. Embrace them. Embrace every experience that comes along. Life is a sacred, sacred, sacred thing. There are very few entities on the angelic realms that have ever gotten to experience what it's like to live, truly live, to place their energies into matter and bring it to life and grow it, change it, express in it, feel it in every different way.
Life is a very, very sacred thing, and there's very few angels on the other realms who have ever gotten to experience it. That kind of put it in perspective for me. It's like, wow, I think at one point in the channel he says, you are the chosen ones. You know, you chose to be here. But that it's a sacred thing, and that it does provide the opportunity to take our divine energy, our spirit energy, and bring it to life. So he went on to say,
you forgot to live. We think it was because you are so close to remembering everything. You can feel that in your heart. When the veil is so much thinner around you than it is around other humans, a sadness comes over you. You want to return home. You want to come back. It's also the frustration of having to deal with physical reality around you. There are also expectations of what you thought things were going to be like. Is that a mouthful?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he's saying as we come to this point that the veil is thinner, we're remembering more, we're feeling more of home, we're in so many ways remembering why we're here in the first place, and that sets up this odd thing, kind of this draw to want to go back home. And in a sense, it's almost the opposite of what you'd expect. You think as we come full circle, as we start remembering, we want to be more involved in this physical world in life. But he says it's actually kind of the opposite. There's that longing to go back, you know, because it's kind of easy back on the other side. But he's saying now is the time right now to really allow all this stuff to come into our physical form, our physical reality, and also to let go of the expectations of what we thought ascension was going to be like. I think, you know, we had so many expectations. We'd grow wings. We'd be able to see through walls. The Superman thing, you know. And he said Superman is dead. You know, that was a myth. Ascension is something totally different. He went on to say,
I, Tobias, say to you today, you have been given this gift of life here on earth. You're at the end of your cycle. Don't forget to embrace life. Embrace every moment.
Such simple words, but embrace life, embrace every moment, particularly right now. And he, you know, the channel, he went on and on and on about this, but it caused me also to think afterwards, and really in the months since then. It seems like 2 months since.
You've been fun as hell ever since, though.
I know. I have. I've stopped. I tend to worry about things, and I stopped worrying about things. I've started embracing everything. And it's a wonderful thing.
It's made you sexier.
Well, thank you. This is a family show, remember. That's there's little kids listening. But it's a wonderful thing to just embrace life in the moment. And again, you remember Tobias says first of all, 90% of the problems that you have in your life are other people. So you put that off to the side.
Isn't that the best of all?
Yeah. Okay, we're down to 10%. And it's like, it's not too bad. Now, you take a deep breath in this now moment. You stop worrying about the future or the past. All of a sudden, it all kind of comes into perspective, and it's like, you know, life is really pretty good in this now moment. I'm not going to worry about tomorrow. I'll do that after the meeting. But I'm not going to worry about things, and life is pretty good right now. When you get to that point that you're in that now moment, you're embracing life, it changes all of the physics, everything of who you are and everything that's attracted to you. This is that wonderful point, Tobias says, it comes to you. It's going to come to you anyway, but a whole new set of things start coming to you, whether it's abundance or relationships or any of that. I thought that was the last slide. He talks a little bit more here. Okay.
Yeah, right. That's not even close to the last slide.
How many more?
My God, there's at least 10 more.
Oh,
what
my
What were you thinking?
Gosh, look, we better hurry.
Okay. I'm concerned because I see so many of you dying. Yes, indeed. You're not sure if you want to live. You don't.
Slow down. Deep breath. Now moment. Pretend you're Tobias.
Oh, slow it down? I thought you said speed it up.
No, yeah. I'll speed it up. I'll stop talking so much. But I get on a roll. I can't help
it. It's good. I like to get on a roll.
Okay.
Okay. I'm concerned because I see so many of you dying. Yes, indeed. You're not sure if you want to live. You don't necessarily want to die. But you're not sure if you want to live. So you simply exist. And then your body starts crumbling from underneath you. Your mind isn't as sharp. You feel a depression, a sadness. You feel that everything is being pulled out.
So when you're not choosing life, like Tobias says, everything starts responding to you. Oh, you're not choosing life. Okay, your body says, we're going to go into the death mode. We're going to go into the disease, and we're going to go into all that. Your body is responding to you. You're not choosing life, he went on to say.
It's because everything is responding to you.
I already said that.
Oh.
Okay. No, go ahead. Oh. Finish reading. Go ahead.
It's because everything is responding to you. If you're not embracing life, then life is not sure it wants to be with you. it'll start to go away. This will only serve to reinforce some of that old thinking, simply reinforce that perhaps it's time to come back home.
Yep. If you're not embracing life, then life won't embrace you. He went on to say.
So, I ask all of you today, can you embrace life right now? Can you embrace life, everything about it? The flu that you got, can you embrace it? Stop looking for a deep spiritual meaning. Your body is simply going through a change process. Some of you think because you are spiritual, you should never get sick. That is in itself sick thinking. The body needs to go through its cleansing cycles right now. It needs to purge and cleanse.
You know, I love this one. Embrace life, even the flu, even all the stuff that happens. Stop trying to, you know, find this deep, deep spiritual meaning. Stop asking, is God trying to tell me something? No, your body needs to flush out once in a while. It needs to purge. And the best thing is let it have a good flu. Get that old energy out. That's what it's doing. It's clearing a lot of that stuff that's actually caught in your tissues. It's burning it out. So don't take it as, gee, if I'm spiritual, I'm not going to get sick. Like Tobias said, that's sick thinking. Yes. He went on to say,
some of you get upset. You get upset and you wonder why you don't have abundance in your life. It's because you're not choosing life. Therefore, abundance can't come in. Abundance is there for those who choose life because it supports your desire to live.
Boy, I love that line. I love that line. Abundance is there for those who choose life because it supports your desire to live. If you're not choosing life, why would your spirit give you abundance? Well, they're on their way out. Let's see. We'll just, no more money, no more abundance. If you choose life, abundance will come to you.
But you know, some of this is kind of hard because you can go through phases where you wonder, like, well, could I be more effective if I was on the other side? Could I be more helpful to somebody on the other side?
Sure.
That's usually about the same time in my life where I have sort of a near fatal accident somewhere
sure.
along the way.
Well, what do you choose?
Well, you know, I don't consciously choose to have an accident, but I mean, isn't that kind of what it's?
Well, that's what he was saying. I mean, he was putting it right in our face, saying, you choose life. Do you want to stay on Earth or do you want to come back here? Come back here, we'll throw a big party for you. We'll drink our fake wine, we'll eat our fake food, you know, all the rest of that. Big party, though.
Spare no
expense. No, you can think about sex, but you can't do it. So we'll have a big party.
That sounds like hell.
Or do you choose life? I mean, it was right in our face, and you know, Tobias is just channeling us anyway, so.
This is a good one, too.
Okay.
Some of you wonder why there isn't a relationship in your life. If there was a relationship, it would be one that matches your indecision about life. You can both die together then slowly rot away. Audience laughter. When you choose life, a corresponding relationship will come in. It will be with another who chooses life, who wants to live, who wants to enjoy an experience, who doesn't judge everything as right or wrong, who doesn't wonder why their life seems to be falling apart.
Oh, wow. Jeez, yeah. So you choose life, you'll bring in a relationship with someone else who chooses life. If you don't choose life, you're either not going to get a relationship or it'll be with somebody else who doesn't choose life.
This was just a continuous butt kicking.
It was, yeah. Ass whooping.
Indeed, I'm a bit troubled by all this. You've come so far. You've come
this
to this point.
This is the part where I feel like the parents scolding.
We're talking here of new energy and safe energy, but you're not sure if you want to come or go. It is time to make a decision, Chambra. Embrace life. Choose life or choose death. No more in between, no more indecision, no more waiting for us to answer it for you. That was the rough one.
Ooh, I know. Whoa. At one point in the channel, he said, if you're just sitting on the fence, your spirit's going to sit on the fence with you. Mm-hmm. You have to make a decision now. Choose life or choose death.
That's rough.
Yeah, rough. But he went on to say, here's the
tough
threat.
Love. It was
here's
tough love.
Love.
Yeah.
Here, he went on to say.
Okay. There is a whole line of angels, the ones who will be coming in as crystals, who are needed on Earth right now. And in a sense, you could say they have priority. Up until now, you've always had the ticket back. You've always had priority to return to this living planet. But right now, if you choose to come home, they will take precedence over you.
Now, this is where I got the most hate email. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, Tobias is threatening. And if we go back.
It wasn't a threat, that was a promise.
Well, no, it's actually logic, because I did ask him about it afterwards. I'm like, what was with that, you know? And he said, well, obviously, you don't want to come back to Earth. You choose not to be there. You come back here, great. It's going to be wonderful. Why would you want to go back right away? So he said, it's just common sense. You're the one choosing not to come back. He went on to say.
He really gets into himself with this.
I know.
Live, such an interesting word. Live, the antithesis is evil. Live, spelled backwards, contained in this wonderful word of the English language, live. But in this word live, spelled backwards, is evil. Contained in live is also the word lie. It is also the veil, dear friends. All of these things, but the essence is about living.
That's kind of interesting, mm-hmm. contained in that word live. You got mm-hmm. evil, lie, veil. And mm-hmm. it presents the opposites to you. It presents the spectrum to you. What do you choose, to live or evil? He went on to say.
You're questioning God every day, questioning yourself every day about life. We say that it comes to you, and it does. But it's waiting for you to make that decision. Do you choose to embrace life? No more just existing. No more waiting for somebody to make that decision for you. No more waiting for a series of good things to happen in your life before you decide whether you are going to go on or not. The good things will come in when you make that decision.
I think a lot of us are waiting. It's kind of saying, okay, if some good things happen in my life, then I will be happy and I will choose to live if those good things come in. And you say, it doesn't work like that. You choose life first. Then all of the new things start to come to you. But you have to choose. It's not a game show.
That's what is that?
I can't read it.
It says, it have a precious gift. It's a bad word. I have a precious gift, Chambra.
No,
it
is a precious.
It is a precious gift, Chambra, to be here on Earth. If you are ready now, we ask you to put your arms around life, your life, embrace it, every breathing moment of your life. One more time. Can I read that one more
time?
It's so important.
Okay, and you can read it slow.
Okay.
Okay.
It is.
Not that slow.
It is a precious gift, Chambra, to be here on Earth. If you are ready now, we ask you to put your arms around life, your life. Embrace it every breathing moment of your life.
Yeah. So it was an in-your-face channel. Again, some of the reaction was not so pleasant. Some of the people say, how dare Tobias talk to us like this? And I had to laugh under my breath thinking, he just channels us. When I received the emails from the people that literally were ready to leave, they wrote and said, you know, this was just for me. I wasn't even in decision. I was ready to leave. I didn't know if I could bear any more. I got hold of this channel. Some people never had heard of Tobias before, and somebody referred them to it, or they came to it accidentally, and they said, you know, I really needed to hear it. That made me feel much better about things. And for the rest of the month, we've gotten some terrific emails. So I'm back, bold enough to do another channel today and see what comes up. But anyway, it was a different energy than just about any other show.
So we should be afraid every time he says he isn't bringing a guest.
I know. It's like, oh. I feel like when my mom would call me into the room, you know, and close the door behind you. None of my brothers or sisters were there. I was like, oh, shoot, what have I done now? It's usually something pretty bad. Okay, recent Chamber gatherings. We had a wonderful gathering up in Portland, Oregon, February 14th and 15th, hosted by Heather Teach. We had about 50 or 60 people, I think. That seems like ages ago.
It was.
I know, but that was over Valentine's. We had a great time with the group there. Forgot what the channel's about. Is that available on cassette? Or
CD?
Will it be?
Mm-hmm.
CD?
Yeah, available? This week it will be.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah.
You can get most of the...
It was about imagination.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
Imagination versus delusion.
Oh, good, good. Well, most of the... what am I? Most of the chant workshops are available. Some of them don't record for one reason or the other, or sometimes Tobias says, this is just for this group. But you can order most of the workshops. It's a different energy than the monthly meeting. It's a very different energy. But anyway, Portland was great. Here's some shots. I want you to notice here in the pictures. Here's me, very serious, at work. I'm doing my job here. And here's my wife. And, you know, having a ball, dancing in the aisles, you know, just having a great time. So anyway, that's... There you go. She's a, see, who am I to judge? Yes. Okay. And then, oh yeah, last weekend we did a wonderful workshop in Mexico City. Actually, I got to admit, we went to Acapulco for a couple days first. It was wonderful.
Divine.
It was divine. If you've never been to Acapulco, it's one of the truly great cities in the world. Beautiful, kind of a harbor town, beautiful weather, a lot of fun.
Our hosts had set up, they knew that they're people that knew us well enough to know that we don't ever take 5 minutes to breathe. And so they sort of
spoiled us.
Yeah. And spoiled what they us. Did, what was really smart was they were so sweet. They found this spectacular private residence that one of their clients allowed them to use. So we couldn't go anywhere. We had to stay there.
Yeah. Ralph Nichols came with us. Ralph, in the back here. We had a great time with you.
That was awesome. Fun. It's the most relaxing I've seen Jeff
do. We did, and one day we rented a boat and went out driving around the harbor, and that saw dolphins.
Jumping in our wake.
That was incredible. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to thank our hosts, Luli Madero, Gabriela Contrera, and Berta, I have trouble. How do you
Contessa.
Pronounce? Contessa, I'll just call her Contessa. I know you're listening in online today, and I know exactly where you are at Luli's house at the computer, and you're probably all giggling right now. So thank
you. It was just a spectacular day.
It was wonderful.
Quite nice.
We had about 60 people at the workshop. There was a small group that needed translation, but most of them understood English, which is convenient for Linda and I. So a small group over in the corner with the translating. I've got a few shots here. Linda and I at the Aztec ruins. If you ever go to Mexico City, it's about a half hour outside of the city. Great. I mean, incredible ruins there. There's us in the pool here overlooking Acapulco
here. Is that
here.
A toddy in my
And this
name?
Is, that is Linda drinking a toddy. Ralph and Gabriela on your back there. Anyway, it was fun. Shot here. I thought this was interesting. Once I developed the photo, but here we are in the workshop. Now, this is the first workshop we've ever done in a church. I was a little intimidated about it. It was an Episcopalian church, which is okay. We walked into the church the day before.
No,
just
it was
to
Anglican,
scope.
Honey.
No, it was Episcopalian.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
That was Anglican.
Yeah. Okay. We walked into the church the day before to scope the place out, and it was very interesting. The first thing I noticed when I walked in the room, they had draped the statue of Jesus.
They refused to take Jesus off the cross, but they did cover him up for Jeff.
Jesus on the cross right here was draped. And I looked at it and I thought, this is so cool. The reason why,
just
of course, it was Lent. And so they had, but I thought, how convenient, you know, because otherwise I'd have had to rip Jesus off the damn cross. They'd have gotten mad. So instead they draped Jesus. Now, and when I developed the pictures, I saw this funny thing right here. It was actually in the original, so I blew it up a little bit. You can see it here. And I asked Tobias, I said, what the heck was that? And he said, it was energy. And, you know, it was a big energy form that got captured. There's, you can see an S in it here. And there's also kind of a face in it, for S for Chambra. Exactly. But I thought that was really interesting. For those of you who are listening online, you can download the slides. They're on the website to see what we're talking about. But very interesting. We're just hovering right over Linda's head like that. So I thought that was very cool. Went through all the other shots that actually Ralph took these shots from different angles in the room. And this is the only one with that. It's very interesting. So... All right, let's talk very quickly about some Chambra News upcoming gatherings. I'm going to go through these quickly. Next weekend, Linda and I are going to be in the Washington, D.C. area The workshop is hosted by Deborah Hackett and Pete Cassio. So we're looking forward to being back there. We were there about a year ago. So if you're listening in anywhere in the Washington area, hope to see you next weekend. Then the following weekend, 2 weeks from, my gosh, is that right? 2 weeks from today?
Yes, baby.
Whoa. We're going three. To be in three?
Three.
Oh, that's, do we have a break?
No.
Oh, we have a weekend that we're flying.
Yeah.
We're going in early. So 2 weeks from today, we are leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's a week after that we actually do the workshop. But Tobias returns to Israel. It should be an interesting workshop.
You think?
Oh, it should be phenomenal.
Is he going to tell him, like, what's he going to be
He's
like?
Already jazzed up. I mean, he hasn't been back there in 2,000 years.
There are sort of etiquette things, and that what we find funny, they might not find as funny.
No, but he wants me to go out shopping for this robe thing that I can wear and sandals. And
he's got this white robe from the journey home.
I know. So, Joseph Ronan is our sponsor there. He's doing a phenomenal job of putting together all the details.
What kind of a license is he going to think he has, being a Jew talking to the Jews? That ought to be interesting.
Joseph or Tobias?
Tobias.
Oh, I don't know. This
Did
will
you
be,
talk to him about that at all?
Does
he
I don't
understand
know.
That the Jews are a little different than they were like 3,000 years ago?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. But we'll see once we get there. And several people here are going to accompany us. David McMaster is joining us. He's going to be shooting some video. We're gonna do a follow Tobias around Israel video.
That could be scary.
It could be real scary. Norma and Garrett are joining us, of course. Christine, you're coming. And I know some other people from the States here are going to join us. So it should be incredible. We'll be in Haifa, and we'll be very safe the whole time. Safe energy. So we're looking forward to it. If you're listening in online, we have a limited ballroom size, so a limited number of people. We're registration right now, we're at about 70 or 80, I think. So I forgot our cutoff, but like 120 or 125. So if you're listening in, haven't registered, don't wait until the last minute. Okay. After that, back here in Denver for the Crimson Circle School 1, The Wall of Fire. It's a three-day workshop, or 3.5 days, over Easter. It is Tobias 101, the story of Jack, leaving home, going through the wall of fire, kind of reenacting the whole experience of what it was like to leave home, what it was like to go through the wall of fire, to wake up or become aware on the other side in the void. If you haven't taken the school, it's Tobias 101. It's very basic.
It's very intense.
Very intense. But it helps to clear a lot of things based on separation.
And he was more specific about that. He said, really, that if you've been on this path, that and things that seem to impede your you know where you're going or what you want, that they don't relate to karma. That it's nothing more than residual from this experience of leaving home and going to the wall of fire. And so that's what he says is specifically says that's the focus and the value.
There's about 5 or 6 channels over the 3 days. It's an emotional experience.
It is.
So if you haven't done this, check out the website for actually any workshop, but check out the website.
Very profound, very transformational generally for people.
Okay. Following that, we're off to Norway with Jan Johansson. Hello, Jan. I know you're listening today. It's in Kristiansand, Norway, a 2-day workshop, actually 2.5 days.
Starts the evening before,
so looking forward to that. On the same trip, actually, on the early end of the trip, we're going to go to Bucharest, Romania for a 1-day day of healing. Tobias volunteered us for this. We're going to go in, actually, on the way to Norway. And it's not like exactly on the way to Norway, but it's over there.
Tobias gets to visit the Jews. Now, my background is I've got some Romanian blood in my family, so that could be really weird.
Yes. This is hosted by Moshe Zamirovich. And Moshe, this is a firm date. This is an absolute firm date, so let's go ahead and do it. After that, off to Nassau, the Bahamas, for a workshop with Joseph Darville and the Bahamas group, who I know are listening today. I'm sure you're having better weather than what we're having. And let's see, after that, to Hawaii. So we're bouncing all over the place. Hawaii, May 24th through the 27th for Crimson Circle School 2. It's a continuation, really, of School 1. It picks it up where from the order of the Ark and what it was like to come to Earth, to descend into matter, how we came to Earth, some of the wonders and some of the difficulties of taking on human form.
And the irony of this is that you don't have to have gone to School 1 to go to School 2.
Right.
And Tobias, we would have never created it that way, but Tobias created it that way. So, so it is. And it's already half full.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So don't delay if you're interested.
Right. Okay, and then finally we bring the You Are God Also workshop to Denver. We had so many people saying, well, I want to go to it, but you're doing it everywhere else but here in town. So we're going to do it June 12th and 13th. It's a fun workshop. It's good. We go into whole concepts about God, belief systems about God. We do quite a few channels. He's been doing about 3 or 4 channels in the 2 days, kind of beyond our control. They're fun. Okay. Oh, and then finally, the Midsummer New Energy Conference in Santa Fe. We'll have a lot more details about this on the website.
This month yet.
We're working on planning a lot of different things, like a trip to Bandelier, a trip to the Santa Fe Opera, some other channelers, a lot of great speakers.
We had a lot of people say that they wanted, that while they enjoyed and wanted to hear good information, they also would have liked more time for people to have opportunities to just be and be in the now. And so we're incorporating that more into that conference and not working to make it quite so big, but to make it more valuable to people.
Michelle McHale is working on the Chambra Directory. This will be on the website. If you have a product or service or anything that you want to offer, there's no charge for this. You simply need to get Michelle the information, a photo of yourself or of your product or both, your website link or contact information. I saw the preliminary pages yesterday, which aren't up yet, but they look beautiful. And the whole intent here is to let the world know, or at least let Chambra know, what you do and share with others. So it's looking really good. We'll have that up next week, Michelle. Good. Okay. Next weekend, one of my favorite people in the whole world, Rana Herman, will be here in town in Longmont for a 2-day workshop. She channels Archangel Michael, of course. Wonderful, wonderful lady. Terrific energies. If you're interested in attending, you can go to Rana Star, www.ranastar.com. And Michelle, you have handouts today here also, don't you? Oh, we handed them all out. Okay. If you're interested in going, could they see you? Okay. See Michelle. But Rana's a dear lady. I think she's in her 70s, but she's got the energy of a 40-year-old. Just incredible. And unfortunately, we're not going to be here. We previously scheduled to go to Washington.
Actually, she was supposed to be here this weekend, and when she realized it was a Crimson Circle weekend, she moved her event a week later because she wanted to be sure that everyone had a chance to be here if they wanted to.
On our monthly meetings here in Coal Creek, we're getting to the point now where we're getting booked up today. We are actually oversold. I think a lot of people couldn't make it because of the weather. But we're getting to the point now where we aren't going to be able to handle very many walk-ins, people that just show up at the door. So we're asking you, we're pleading with you, please register in advance. You can do it on the website. Or Michelle has forms today for next month. The people who register in advance will get priority. From now on, when you just walk in, you're not registered. Number one, you may or may not get a seat. And the second thing is it's going to be $25, a $5 penalty for not registering in advance.
Ooh,
sorry.
Punitive.
Sorry, but we're just getting to the point.
That's true.
The hall here is very limited in terms of chairs and facilities. So we're trying to encourage you to register in advance.
Also, now when you register, we realize that we have a lot of people that have those permanent badges. And just to help keep track of registration, when you check in at the desk, which you do need to do, be sure to check in at the desk at some point, you'll get the dot for the day. And the dot for the day today is blue.
It's blue. And we have several people checking dots. I hate to do it, but we just had so many people coming in And not registered. And when we started looking at it, saying, well, it's not fair to those who do register.
We're running out of chairs, and at some point, we just have to take care of everybody as best we can.
That's right.
Right. It's for your own good.
Yes. Oh, and one final announcement before we have a little surprise here. One final announcement. The web server that we have been using up to now, it was a shared server where, you know, it's going through a commercial service, but we were sharing it with other people. This would cause some delays on our website because our website is huge, huge in terms of downloads and activity. We're way at the top of the scale, both for payment and services, because we have incredible traffic, over 70,000 people a month going to the website, and a lot of them downloading huge files. So we finally broke down and went to a dedicated server. It's all ours. In the last week or so, you may have noticed the difference going online. Everything downloads quicker. When you post on the bulletin board, it gets up there right away. It's all ours. And I think energetically, that's probably a good thing. It's just our energy in that cyber server. I want to thank Michelle McHale, Pete Cassio, and Emily Green for making the whole process so smooth. You probably didn't even notice. So.
And they really worked their butts off to make that happen. Yeah. It took a lot of research and homework to get that to work.
And if you're listening in online right now, I'd like to know if you can tell any difference, if there's less buffering or any other differences. Well, I don't know, John. It's not. Oh, well, if you're listening in online, just pretend that it's going better, okay?
It's a placebo effect.
Yes. And on one final note, I'd like to thank everyone who makes this possible by sending donations, whether it's $10, $20, or $1 million a month. I do want to thank you. It costs at least $5,000, $5,500 a month just to do the Crimson Circle. Linda and I don't take any money out of it. It costs a lot of money to do the website, to do all the administrative things that we do just to make the information available. And there's a wonderful group of Chamber that supports us regularly, and Linda and I and all the rest of the
staff. We couldn't
staff.
Do it without the donations, really.
Yes. Thank you very much. Okay, we have before we take a break, we have a little surprise. Yes. We're going to have a little live music today from James Duell. James, are you here or did you? James. It is all yours. We heard James play a couple of months ago, and I didn't even know he played the guitar and sang. And he played at a small gathering that we had, and it was beautiful. And so I asked him if he wouldn't mind playing for us one of these days, and, well, today's the day. Thanks, James.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
Yes, isn't it? Isn't nervousness? It motivates you. It gets you going. Yeah.
I have to go to the bathroom twice.
Just now? This is family, so couldn't be any better.
Shush.
I'm just entertaining here.
We gather together with the ones called Shamra. We gather in a circle with family. Both sides of the veil, the circle fills with love and gifting of Shamra. Feel the energies, dear spirit. What should I be doing to be of service? Breathe deeply, dear Shamra. Breathe deeply and the answer will come. Shamra. Shamra. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Shamra. Shamra. Hallelujah, Shamra. We gather together with the ones called Shamra. We gather in a circle with family. Both sides of the veil, the circle fills with love and gifting of Shamra. Feel the energies, dear spirit. What should I be doing to be of service? Breathe deeply, dear Shamra. Breathe deeply and the answer will come. Shamra. Shamra. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Shamra. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Shamra. Shamra. Gather together with the ones called Shamra. We gather in a circle with family. From both sides of the veil, the circle fills with love and gifting of Shamra.
Just to let you know, that came to me when we were doing the Breckenridge thing.
So. Good. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. You're going to play again before the Q&A, right?
Yes.
Fantastic. Thanks. Let's take a break. See you in 20 minutes.